Final report of Agent Lem. Having now worked on this case for close to 8 years, it is with some pleasure that I close it. SCP-884-4 has been a continual mystery in containment circles. With the interest of the insurgency, including the sacrifice of no fewer than 20 of their members, in acquiring the object leading to much interest. It was only after the Foundation Zone agents were successful in discovering the motives of the insurgency that the truth has come to light. Even then, the full ramifications may never be discovered. In addition to its vaguely unsettling effect, SCP-884-4 had a longer-term symptom that was not discovered during testing due to the regular terminations of Class D subjects. Between 4 to 7 years after exposure, victims of SCP-884-4 begin to experience what Dr. has called doubt. Symptoms begin subtly, generally notable only as a checking and rechecking of reports and results, making sure doors are locked, etc. The early onset is almost indistinguishable from mild obsessive-compulsive disorder. Later symptoms develop over the following 2 to 6 years, resulting in an increasing disability to create final reports, struggles to make simple choices, and eventually, a complete disability to make decisions. Thus far, Dr. has found no way to cure these problems, and personnel affected are to be placed in low-risk positions. Until later stages set in, they have been discovered to be extremely useful due to their fastidiousness, and the Foundation has saved significant resources by using them in this capacity. As for the involvement of the insurgency, it is the opinion of this agent that their motives were simple. They wanted the Foundation to experiment on SCP-884-4 specifically to infect more and more members of the Foundation. Due to the mundane nature of the work and the low level of researchers assigned in a long-term capacity, close to separate instances of infection have been discovered, more than times the number of personnel they themselves have lost. Examination of causes of death from practically every person associated with research on SCP-884-4 had to do with an inability to make a crucial decision at an important moment. Agent Jones, for example, hesitated a moment between drawing his weapon and running when confronted with SCP in 1950, resulting in his death. Dr. Cho drowned in 19, presumably unable to decide it was time to get out of the bath. This has been one of the most elegant and long-term plans the insurgency has ever enacted, and its efficacy is obvious. Recommend immediate investigation into the SCPs known to have been examined by the previous members of the insurgency and the temporary freezing of any ongoing research in the interim. Agent Le- Containment Specialist, Second Class.